Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Jacqueline Wales, who has explored human behavior and asked tough questions to discover hard truths for more than 35 years. She worked with hundreds of clients to develop fearless leaders who are ready to be challenged and do the work of transformation. Jacqueline, welcome.
Nice to be here, Mitchell. Thank you.
Oh, no, I'll take all the honor. I so thoroughly enjoyed our green room conversation and getting to know you. And I got to see you asynchronously first, which you present yourself so well. And I'd love the audience to get to know you through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
I have professionals who are afraid of taking the next step. That's it.
Yeah. So the interesting part to me is when I'm thinking about professionals who are fearful of taking the next step, when I think about that, I would say that's most of us. That is, most of the world is fearful of just showing who they are and what they do because they're afraid somebody's going to see them in the wrong way, or so many different reasons. I love what you do. Tell me more.
Well, you know, I deal with people with a lot of insecurities. You know, they're playing small. They're feeling like they don't take enough risks. They lack confidence. It shows up in all kinds of behaviors that really amounts to they're not showing up authentically as themselves. And as you said, you know, there is a pattern of that within organizations. So what I try to do is help them reveal more of who they are. Reveal themselves for the strengths and their weaknesses too, but get behind the behaviors that are stopping them from being who they truly are in the world. And that's something that I'm able to do through my coaching practice, through my speaking engagements, through the behavioral assessments that I do on individuals. There's a whole variety of programs that I also run that help people to break through those barriers of where they get stuck, of where they're afraid of taking that next step.
And the other thing we talked about, you had this 6 weeks online program to break through, which is pretty cool as well.
Online program that is designed specifically to take people on a very deep dive, and it's a very deep self-reflective process, which people don't do. I mean, here's the interesting thing. When you ask people if they do self-reflection, I get a lot of feedback from my executives and others who say, oh, I don't have time for that. Well, if you don't have time for self-reflection, how are you going to change? You know, and that's what the six-week program is all about, helping people in the fastest way possible break down the areas where they're getting stuck.
And how do you have credibility to do what you do?
Yeah. So how do I do what I do? I've got behavioral assessments that I administer to people. I do individual coaching. I do webinars. I've got the six-week program that I'm doing. I write my books. I create opportunities for people to connect. There's all kinds of ways in which I can work with individuals. And I've done that over the years with hundreds of people.
Yeah. And I think part of it, when I'm just thinking about you, I'm going to add one thing. Your ability to get people to see you and see that you're there to serve is really powerful. So what is your credibility? You listen and you're not fearful of telling people exactly what they need to hear. And to me, you've probably done that thousands of times in your life.
I'm known as having no bullshit. That's the bottom line for me. It's like, you'll tell me a story and I will tell you whether that's the truth of the situation or not. And frequently I'll ask that question, is that true? And I get the answer, well, no, not really. Okay, so why you tell yourself those stories? Because we all have stories in our head. And one of the ways in which I work with my clients is by sharing my stories, of sharing my experiences, my understanding. And at my age, frankly, there's been a lot of them. So, you know, there's very little that comes across my desk or in front of me that I don't recognize and haven't actually lived myself in some way or another. So it's, you know, where I'm open to just let's have the conversation, because that's really all it is. When you're coaching people, when you're working with people, it's a conversation. But are you fearless enough to have the conversation that takes you to the place where you're uncomfortable, but you know you got to go there anyway? That's the big piece for me.
Hmm. And what does your t-shirt say again? Who are you?
Be fearless. See where it gets you.
So listen, if you're listening or you're watching and you recognize that there's a little bit of you in here, or there's somebody that you're close to and you're just, you know, they have so much more in them, and they're so much more powerful, and they're just not taking that next step. And it's most likely because of fear of something. You need to reach out to Jacqueline Wales. Jacqueline, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
You can reach out to me on my website at The Fearless Factor at Work, and that's T-H-E, Fearless, F-E-A-R-L-E-S-S, F-A-C-T-O-R-A-T-W-O-R-K.com. And on the website, you can download an excerpt from my latest book, The Fearless Factor at Work, on fear. And you'll get the whole extract on fear with all the exercises to help you get past whatever it is that you think is getting in the way.
Beautiful. Jacqueline, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Oh, good. And I so agree with you. You can't be credible externally until you're credible internally. And you can't be credible internally if you're walking around with fear. So love what you do. And if you're still here at this part of the interview, I need you to share some cred dust. This is the time to click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.